cold weather always puts high demands on the grid because we need power to keep our homes and offices and businesses warm. As the cold lingers across much of the country, that just makes the demands on the grid worse. Today, we expect to have adequate power supplies. We do know that the cold weather will challenge us. It puts high demands on the equipment, and it also cuts back supplies of natural gas for power plants. Some power plants use natural gas to make electricity, but heating gets the first call, and it's possible that gas supplies could be cut off to some power plants. Right now, we don't see a problem, but we're watching that situation very closely. And we have asked our federal regulator for permission to share private confidential information with the gas pipeline so we can be sure that the generators that we're counting on actually have a supply available to them.
So in terms of the supply of power, electricity, you feel everything is good. You don't have a lot of plants down or off for maintenance or for some other reason unavailable.
Well, we have called on most of the generators that are available to be available to run as needed. Today, we're in pretty good shape. As the temperatures drop this evening, that presents a challenge. And going in tomorrow, where the temperatures will be so low all day long, that will be a challenge on the power grid. The longer that generators are called on to operate that aren't typically operated all the time, the greater the risk of failure.
Do you expect record demand or use tomorrow through the middle of the week?
It does look like, at least for tomorrow, with the extremely dangerously cold temperatures, that will drive the demand for electricity above the record. Especially in the cold of the type of weather we've seen, there can be all kind of problems that occur that aren't just power supply related, but tree limbs coming down and taking out power. So especially in the cold, it makes sense for everyone to be prepared for the loss of power, to have lighting and blankets and alternative arrangements as necessary. As the demand is very high, it makes sense for homeowners, people who live in apartments with the high demand from the cold, especially in the evening hours, it makes sense for everyone to reduce or eliminate unnecessary uses of electricity. At the current time, we don't have a problem, but it certainly makes sense to defer using electricity to later or just not use things that aren't necessary. Hold off running dishwashers and clothes dryers and things like that that consume electricity to later in the evening.